people really had something to say and discuss about what they felt was the biggest problem in our community. And
in terms of these risk behaviors.
Yeah, and it wasn't just about substance abuse. It was really interesting to see that a lot of people really gave it some thought. And I heard that the coffee shop guys in the morning, you know, at 4 a.m. were arguing over what the biggest problem was. And I really was tickled to hear that people are taking it that seriously and really kind of grappling the issues that we're facing, not that it's just the drug use, but also there's other issues that are affecting our well-being and livelihood in this community.
In the simpler questions, were the yes-no questions or how many times questions, basically what were you asking, how much people drank, that sort of thing? Or
yes, yeah, how often did somebody drink and how many drinks would they drink when they did? And then also, have they ever smoked pot and do they do it on a regular basis? And have they ever used illegal substances? So, and then it moves off of that and also asks, you know, do you feel like your life is worthwhile, or like that you feel like what you're doing is meaningful and that you're satisfied with your life? And that's also measuring just, you know, depressive symptoms, risk for suicide, and just seeing like, do people feel productive and worthwhile in this community. And so I wanted to see what that would come back as.
So what did you find in terms of answers? I know you don't have it all completely compiled yet, but basically of the 270 people or so, or
I don't have any answers to that. And I'm saving that until I do the community forum. So
and that's going to be in
probably early February. And it was just, you know, it's gonna be skewed to the people who answered. I didn't get a lot of demographics from the younger generation, my age. Mostly it's going to be over 45, which is good, but I am looking forward to doing another one and maybe online to try to get younger adults to give us their perspective as well.
Well, I know you don't have all the numbers down, but what's the gist of some of the comments you heard then?
That the lack of opportunity, and that's not meaning for teenagers, but for adults, you know.
Economic opportunity.
Yeah, so job growth, housing situations, being able to provide for a family on certain wages, year-round opportunity. Were some concerns, and the dying fleet, you know, the graying of the fleet, and how do we keep that going was a concern.
The fishing fleet, right?
Yeah, and the library was a big concern that's vital to our growth. And also some of the darkness was mentioned a lot.
I guess there's not a lot you can do about that part.
We can't. But it does help give you a feeling of, okay, well, what do you do? What is in our control? And it kind of helps you reframe where do we want to go with the programs that will help combat that.
Well, I know you have the light box at mental
we
health.
Do have the light boxes, but, you know, Anchorage also has darkness, and, you know, they have a lot of programs going on in the evenings, and we pretty much shut down. And so it's like, do we need to create more opportunities in the evenings that's not just centered around alcohol during the winter? I mean, so you can go a different ways with that. You could take it as, well, we can't change the darkness, or we could try to figure out, do we need more ski trails? Do we need more lighted parks? You know, things like that. I mean, we do have that ability, and we've always been innovative and independent and creative thinkers. And I think we can figure out what we need to do to make Petersburg a better place to live, I should say.
Were people worried about money? Was that a big issue?
Money's an issue. Not as much, you know, economics, but that's a general response. But not as much as I would have thought.
It's not like people are upset or worried about the downturn in the economy as much as just a general kind of always, everybody's always concerned about money.
Yeah, I didn't feel the panic like I see from down south. Mm-hmm. So that was nice because I knew that might have skewed the results just with the current financial situation. But people really seemed to really think about it before they responded.
So what happens next?
What happens next is I input all of the data, and I'll have this big Excel spreadsheet, and I'll have all these fancy numbers and pie graphs and charts, and I'll be able to correlate this information to what I'm seeing with the legal system, with domestic violence stats that we have through there, with the court system. And I'm going to present the findings in a couple of community forums, and to also open it up to discussion on what we can do.